Just one quick halakha. Be'anyan kiddush b'shabbat. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Resh Ayin Aleph Seif Katan Veda. The Kesheahad Motzi Lechabero Yideh Kiddush. When one is saying the kiddush for the family or for the people that are around him, Sarich Lechaven Deotzi'o. The person that's making kiddush has to have kavanah to be motzi the people. Vashomeyat Sarich Lechaven Natzet. Lachen, therefore, the proper thing is Manachon Chiyaskir Balabayit of Nebeto Chiyichavnu Natzet. Mishnah Berurah gives a good advice that the Mekadesh, before he makes the kiddush, should tell the people, Rabotai, techavnu, have kavanah, in order to be yotzeh, which means you should train them that everybody has to listen. Sometimes the people are standing around the kiddush, not even paying attention to what the mekadesh is saying, even if they're standing in their place, but they're daydreaming, and they just answer amen after, and they don't even hear the words. The words are going in, but they're not even hearing them. So therefore, you have to tell the people to chavnu, that listen to every single word, in order they could be, that they should be yotzeh. Is it better for each individual to make the kiddush themselves? We have a general rule, mitzvah bo yotem b'shlucho. That usually it's always a mitzvah better to do yourself than by another person. But that rule is only said by individuals, which means if it's a personal mitzvah, but since this mitzvah is done by Rav Amad Nat Melech, and we have a general rule that when there's more people doing the mitzvah together, it is more proper. When it comes to being Mekadesh a lady, you cannot do that with a million people. You can only do it either with yourself or a shaliyah. One person makes the kiddushin. So it was better to do it yourself than appoint the shaliyah. But when it comes to kiddush, one person can make the kiddush and 50 people can be yotzeh at the same time. And therefore, the poskim all say in Mishnah Berurah in many places, says always the Rav Am is better. So therefore, a person shouldn't say, oh, you know, I want to make the kiddush myself. Why should you make it yourself? You're better off listening to the mekadesh, unless the mekadesh mumbles the words, or does know that he has to be motzi the people, or the mekadesh doesn't know the proper way to read, as I said. Then already, of course, it's better for the person to make it himself. Sometimes a person has a low voice where you can't hear him. You're sitting at the end of the table. You can't catch every word. Of course, then it's better to say it yourself. The question is, in that case then, let's say you don't have a cup of kiddush in front of you. So the rule would be then, say the kiddush yourself, and either have kavanah with the wine that's in the bottle, and then after you pour a cup and you drink, or have kavanah with the cup that he's holding. And when it gets to you, you'll drink the shi'ud, and you can be yotzeh as well. It should be pointed out, Achab Avadyan Yabiyahom and Harikbav Siman Yud Aleph clearly writes that there's no problem for a Sephardi to be yotzeh kiddush by an Ashkenazi, and certainly the opposite, an Ashkenazi to be yotzeh by a Sephardi. In both cases, bottom line, the pronunciation does not affect the kiddush, as long as they're saying every word, and the person is hearing the words as well.